Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. Dr. James J. Fitzgibbons in studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
You're a board-certified orthopedic surgeon.
Yes.
Orthopedic specialty group. Okay, so let's start with AJ's foot.
Okay.
What's the deal with your foot?
What happened with my foot was I did wearing women's heels for various things, walk them out in his shoes.
Yeah, please explain.
Yes. Yeah, not a Saturday night thing.
Man, I did not expect this.
Yeah,
well, I knew to expect the unexpected,
well,
but
it put a smile on his face immediately. But anyway, yeah. So after wearing the high heels for a number of years for various things, I had a bone spur that needed to be, they had to, like, actually cut my foot open and grind the bone spurs off.
I'll handle this.
As it turns out, I need the ball of my foot. Like, I need a new joint put in.
Yeah, start at the end and walk back.
Right.
So you need something done to your foot?
Yeah.
Do you do that stuff?
I do.
Okay.
But it sounds like you got a worn out joint there.
Exactly, yeah. Yep. Yeah, that ball.
How do you wear out the joint?
Yeah.
Well, what happens is the joint is like coated with cartilage, and the cartilage is a real smooth surface. I tell people it's like Teflon on a pan.
Okay.
And once that Teflon coating wears off, that's what arthritis is. And then you start to get bone on bone. You develop those spurs he was talking about.
Wow. So. Yeah. So what does he have to do? He has to get a new...
They actually put in a new joint, you know, that's metal and has a nice smooth articulating surface and replace your joint surface.
Oh, wow.
Now, what happens to the bones?
Can he go
to
back to wearing women's heels after that?
I think so.
Now, look,
that's his goal, Doc.
But now, what happens to the bones? Like, you put this joint in there, like everything attaches to it. What happens to those bones?
Well, the bone that is adjacent on each side of the joint is essentially tubular.
Okay.
So there's a little piece that actually goes within that tubular part of the bone on each side.
Right.
And then you have your articulating surface that actually looks like your surface now.
Uh-huh.
But it's a nice smooth metal surface.
Right. Okay. So the bones doesn't like rot away and die.
No.
Connect to it, right? Okay.
No.
The bone doesn't rot away.
It'd be like
and
someone
die.
Having like somebody having like an artificial leg but a real foot, you know what I'm saying? Like a living tissue and like a non-living tissue next to it. I don't know. Just seemed kind of odd.
I've never seen
that.
I'm right. Just as a reference. I didn't say you actually see it.
All right, so Doc, a friend of mine has bad knees from skiing, right? So what does he have to do now? He says he has bone on bone. So is that something he needs to have his knees replaced?
More than likely. There's different stages of arthritis. You know, you get early arthritis. Sometimes there's little cushion pads in there called your menisci. And they actually provide shock absorption and things like that. You can tear those. Skiers can do that kind of thing. As time goes on.
How often do you have to ski to have something like this happen? A lot?
Well, it's more a culmination of multiple kind of events. And, people are athletic in other endeavors as well. And people pound their joints. You know, they run for exercise and things like that with the knees and everything.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that, the running. We'll get to that in a second. Eileen in Wallingford.
Morning.
Hey.
Morning.
Hey, good. I was just wondering if AJ's foot problems have anything to do with his excessive flip-flops.
So he wears flip-flops all the time. You think that could be part of the doctor?
Like 1,000 pairs.
It can be. Sometimes people have flattened arches. And so flip-flops typically don't have real good arch supports, and so they constantly are putting pressure on that, on his big toe. I assume it's your big toe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On the one foot, on the left foot.
Yeah. So, and is that...
So he blames it on wearing women's shoes, but he wears flip-flops all the time, so it's probably more flip-flops than women's shoes.
Yeah, I don't think you can put the culprit on any particular shoe.
Yeah, I did the women's shoe thing, walk around with shoes for 7 years in a row. That's the only time
I've
ever felt pain.
Once a year?
Yeah.
Is that enough?
It could contribute, but probably the flip-flops are probably more.
Well, the flip-flops,
that's
now,
every day in the summer.
The flip-flops I'm wearing now have an arch support, so.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
All right. Good call, Eileen. What about runners? Is there anything runners can do to protect themselves from having this happen in the future?
Well, runners, it's just the pounding on the knee. especially doing hills or inclines, you can, you know, even get five times your body weight going through your knees. So, you know, all that pounding and everything can eventually, you know, put too much pressure and those, the cartilage starts to wear out and you end up needing a knee replacement in the future.
What's the most extensive surgery you've done? Like, where you
extensive?
Yeah, like multiple joints, or do you do one at a time?
It's usually one at a time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like placing the bushings in the car, basically. Yeah.
I was just picturing like a Steve Austin bionic man.
Right.
You know, it's like, all right, we're just good. Let's just do them all at the same time.
Yeah, Teflon hips, so Teflon this,
knees,
Teflon that.
Your ankles, yeah. Your elbows.
Yeah.
I mean, oftentimes you can have people that have their shoulders replaced, their hips replaced, their knees replaced. So.
Yeah.
But usually one at a time.
Can they go through a metal detector if this happens?
Yes.
Really? Okay.
I was going to hold this metal. Do you have to travel around with a piece of paper that says you have this
Well,
stuff?
We used to, but now people on their computers can make these things saying that they have a joint, and so they typically will just wand you at the airport.
Oh, wow. All right, but if the wand goes off, how do you prove it's something
they'll,
inside?
They'll send them to the X-ray part
of
it,
okay.
And you'll see the joint.
And they put a magnet on them.
Gotcha. Courtney and Shelton.
So I've actually had 5 knee surgeries. Full reconstruction.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah, my first one was I actually was playing indoor ball and I stepped over the ball and my knee went one way and I went the other way.
Oh, I hate when that happens.
And it just, it snapped out from underneath me. So we went to the hospital.
Did you hear it
snap? And they were like, I heard it snap.
Oh, that's the worst.
And literally I kind of got up and I shook it off and my mother was like, oh, let's go to the ER just in case. And they were like, oh, you only sprained it. They said that there was no fragments floating around or anything. So I literally played on it for 9 months.
Oh, my God.
And because I had soccer scholarships riding on it.
Okay, that's why.
Oh,
and
wow.
My mom was finally like, oh, what are you doing that you're, like, stopping in the middle of playing and messing with your knee? And I was like, I don't know. It keeps, like, popping out. My kneecap keeps moving or something. And finally went to the doctor. We went actually to OSG and saw one of the doctors there. And he's actually done all my knee surgeries. And he said, you tore everything.
Wow. So does this happen a lot, Doc? You go to the ER, they don't see what actually happened?
Well, a lot of times you go to the emergency room and they'll do x-rays, and the x-rays can typically be normal.
So they're looking for broken bones in the x-ray.
They're looking for broken bones.
But there could be a lot more work going on there that they can't see.
But her history where she heard a pop or felt a pop, you know, then you start worrying about ligament kind of damage, and you know they should direct her
MRI
typically in that kind of scenario.
Yeah.
The second time I did it, it was actually my other knee, and I heard the pop, and I literally just lay down on the ground and I was like, I heard it, I'm done. I know I tore my ACL.
Yeah.
At least did my ACL, and went to the doctor 2 weeks later and he was like, yeah, you tore everything in your right leg and your left knee. And I'm like, oh, wonderful.
Well, at least she ended up at the right place.
Three
at
more
OSG.
Times after that.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you.
Yeah, it happened to have 3 more times.
So. Wow.
Fun.
Well, what do you, know what? Relax.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Don't play soccer anymore.
Ride a bicycle.
Exactly. Right.
No, they still take care of me. I get the shots done to my knee because I can't get a knee replacement. I'm too young. So basically I just do the shots and take it easy, keep my weight down because that's a big factor. And that's it.
All right. Hey, thank you.
No problem.
Holy cow.
Man.
That's a lot. So when you do that surgery, do you do it with the robot?
Which surgery?
That one. Like the whatever.
Arthroscopic, is it?
Yeah, yeah, not the ligament reconstruction one, but the total knee replacement, you know, I use the robot.
Yeah. What's that like?
Oh, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
It, you know, when you do a total knee replacement, you have to do these precision cuts. And in the older days, you know, we put on these guides and everything, and we cut the particular cuts with the guides.
Like a stencil.
Similar.
Yeah.
And so now, you know, the robot actually makes the cuts. So, you know, you're still guiding the robot arm, but it's making very precision cuts, and you can do, you know, less than a millimeter change, and it's really remarkable, and they're just very precise.
So if you sneeze with your hand on the robot thing, the robot's going to make that.
Does it override?
That's the beauty of it. You can sneeze, and it won't.
Right. Oh, really?
Correct.
Yes, carve a turkey. It's pretty cool.
Well, how can it tell How can it tell when you really want to cut a certain way and when you accidentally sneezed or whatever?
Well, what happens is that, you know, there's a CT scan made of your knee before the surgery.
So the robot kind of knows where we want to go.
Yeah, and that goes into a software program, and then you sort of balance out the knee while you're in there, and you decide which cuts you're going to make, and then once those cuts are programmed in there, the robot just stays on that path.
That's nuts.
Oh, Tyson, bless you. So
you can try to even go outside that path, and it won't let you.
The robot's like, nah, sorry.
Nope. I'm smarter than you are.
Correct.
Wow.
Yeah, hiccups would
so
be horrible.
Rise against the machines.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It is. Get smart one day. Cuts us up.
Yeah, let's go over here. Hey, Edward.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Edward.
Morning. I had a question. I wanted to ask the doctor. I'm a long distance runner for several years, and I wanted to ask the role of yoga in preventing injuries.
Oh, that's a great question.
If he would speak on that.
I think yoga is great. It really increases your flexibility. You know, we are doing more things that we're trying to balance out the muscle groups around your knees. In order to make you a more balanced runner, and that prophylactically keeps you out of developing some of these issues that we've just talked about. But really the stretching and the balance of yoga is an excellent modality.
All right, good. Because I'm pushing 70. I need all the help I can get.
Wow.
Things get a little stiffer as time goes on, too.
A little bit.
Not where it should, though. Okay. All right. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
That's a different doctor.
Matt in Prospect.
Hey, Doc. Quick question about SI joints. I feel like I've had a pain kind of develop mostly when I'm standing or not really doing much, or maybe sitting, but not when I'm like lifting, squatting, or anything else. What kind of treatment is there for SI joints?
It's a tough joint to take care of, because a lot of times pain can be referred from your lower back into the SI joint.
What is the SI joint?
The SI joint is the sacroiliac joint. So the bottom of your spine is the sacrum, and then your pelvis, where it joins up with the pelvis, that's called your SI joint. So, you know, and it's an actual joint, and you can develop pain in there. You can develop arthritis in there. And sometimes you treat it symptomatically, you know, with injections, and sometimes it even has to get fused. So it's a tough joint to take care of.
Would my first step be to go to an orthopedist?
Yes, I would go to a spine specialist. You know, they usually take care of that joint.
Is that what you guys do?
Yes, we have a spine specialist.
I know a guy right here. Right.
We're linked up at WPLR.
Excellent. I'll look it up. Thanks, guys.
Cool. Perfect.
Alan Milford.
Yeah, hi. Good morning.
Hey.
Morning, Al.
Good morning. My name's Al. Yeah, a plumber.
That's why I said Al.
Plumber from Milford. Yeah. Hello.
Yes, you're a plumber from Milford, yes.
Do you have a question, Al?
Oh, no. Well, the question was, I had both of my hips replaced, and I'm in my 60s now, and I still, mentally, it's, you know, I was playing golf after 6 weeks, all of that, but mentally, it's still, they're fake. And they tell me 20 years, you know, I should get 20 years, and I had them done in my mid-50s, and I do things with them that's crazy. The doctor would probably punch me if he saw what I was doing, but it is that's the kind of longevity of these things, replacement, you know, 20 years plus or minus.
Yeah. Guessing belly dance.
You know, they have, you know, there's been technology, you know, with the components of your hip replacement that have been advanced. And, you know, that 20 years can even start extending out to 30 years. And depending on how you're misbehaving, can sort of make them wear out a little sooner. So I wouldn't have you really going out there and pounding the pavement and running for exercise and things that.
What are you doing that the doctor would punch you in the face if he knew or she knew you were doing? Shakira.
Well, I'm a plumber, so you picture getting into any awkward, weird spot you could possibly get into. Now, granted, I still swim. I do my exercises. I'm just started yoga. I heard that gentleman before talking about it. I'm doing yoga, and it's kind of cool. I get achy after it, but and every once in a while, it just kind of freaks me out. Mentally, it's a weird thing. And when you have a joint replacement, they're not yours. And it took me a while to wrap my head around all of that. But right now, it's great. I just, no running. That was the first order of the day. No running.
You're cool with that. Yep.
I made the team 50 years ago. I'm all done with that stuff, you know?
Swimming's a great exercise.
Thank you, Al.
Yeah. Hey, thanks. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
I appreciate you coming in or on. Thank you for calling in. What can kids do, right? So we have kids doing sports now. What can we do to prevent them from dealing with this kind of stuff down the road?
You know, again, just sort of preconditioning them. You know, there's been a lot of advancements. So
this is why we stretch before workouts and runs.
Absolutely.
And stuff, right?
Absolutely.
Very, very important.
And doing specific exercises that sort of balance your musculature, you know, your quad muscle, the big muscle in the front of your thigh and the hamstring in the back.
If you have kids in soccer, there's certain shoes you should wear. Should you have them tested?
You know, part of it with the shoes, again, you know, like with AJ and his, you know, maybe he has flattened arches and things like that. That should all be evaluated because, you know, the old, you know, ankle bones connected to the knee bone and things like that. If all of that dynamics are off kilter, then it can affect different joints. So, you know, really the preconditioning, having things evaluated, and that's the best way to prevent injury.
Thanks, Doc. Thanks for coming in. Joe Linta, super agent, is on. Joe, were you surprised by the low score of the Patriots-Cowboys game?
Not necessarily, because the Patriots' defense was really good, and Dallas had a pretty good defense this year, too. But Patriots holding the Cowboys without a touchdown is pretty good stuff. They've concentrated on getting good players on the defense. I mean, their offense, Brady is just doing it with smoke and mirrors. I mean, they've lost so many guys. They played without two receivers yesterday, and it was pretty impressive performance, even though Brady would not be happy with his stats, but they got it done with, you know, not a full complement of players.
What did you think about the officiating?
You know, that was a controversial call, but they, you know, they were supposed to get it right in New York, and most of the time they do. It wasn't like New Orleans last year. I think they're, you know, they're doing the best they can. They're not purposely trying to, you know, mess it up, you know. So I always give them the benefit of the doubt, except in New Orleans last year. I don't know what happened there.
Do you think any team can stand in the way of the Patriots going to the Super Bowl again?
The Ravens can, but they I just think the Patriots have, you know, having done it so many times, and if they're healthy at the time they're going into the playoffs, they would be in good shape. I still stand by the Cowboys. I know you're happy to hear that, but even though there's some really good teams, San Francisco was really impressive last night. And there's a couple other teams in the NFC. Minnesota, nobody's talking about. They're doing well this year. But I still like Dallas. And you have those guys, Prescott, Zeke Elliott, and Cooper, and the all-star offensive line that they have. I still think they can play well into the playoffs. Philadelphia gave them an early Christmas present yesterday by losing.
Playing well into the playoffs. And that's the key, right? Like, you have to be consistent. You have to win those big games. And they seem to be intermittent when it comes to that.
Yes, you're right about that. And Jerry Jones, you know, put the proverbial gun to Garrett's head, excuse me, and said, you know, special teams problems. They had, I think, a missed extra point. I missed a field goal and a couple other gaffes on special teams. And he said, that's coaching. So Jason Garrett's contract is up. I think Jones is expecting him to get pretty far into the playoffs this year. And you could see Jason Garrett coaching the Giants next year.
Oh, really?
That's a rumor that we've seen on the internet a little bit, you know, because the Giants are just like going downhill fast. They haven't played well at all. Conversely, something is in the water at the Jets facility. They won three in a row, and they beat the crap out of Oakland yesterday, and really are starting to play pretty well the last 3 weeks.
Let's talk about the Giants for a second. They lose to the Bears, but if they made those two field goals, they would have won.
Yeah, it's a matter of who's the worst team yesterday. The Bears didn't play well, for sure. The quarterback of the Bears hasn't been playing great. But the Giants, I mean, this kid, Daniel Jones, they have a quarterback. He's going to be really good. And there's very few rookie quarterbacks that just come in and blow it away, you know. So there's a learning curve for these guys. This year, coming up, they're really going to have to do well in the draft to restock. You know, their offensive line has been suspect for the last year or so. So they've got some things to do. There's some talent for there for sure, but they just have not been playing well. So that's why, unfortunately, Pat Shurmur is a great guy and the head coach. He's getting a lot of heat. It's always the head coach and the quarterback that get the heat.
The Redskins win. Did you see that? Did you see the selfie
no,
at the
I
end?
No, but I did hear about the quarterback, Haskins, missing the last play of the game to take a picture with a fan. That was pretty funny.
Yeah, what do you, like, if that's your guy, what do you say to him?
You know, it's like you're an idiot, but I understand that, you know, he was in the moment. They thought the clock was running out, but apparently it was like, you know, 41 seconds, and it ran down to one, and they had to run another play or something. So it was just stupid. He's a kid. He came out of for 3 years of college. So it's just a stupid youngster mistake. But kid's pretty good. He's got a rocket for an arm. I think he's going to be pretty good down the road.
Would have been hysterical if something went wrong on that one play and the ball got loose and they run it back.
Or you had a fumble like that from 30 years ago.
Hey, right. Stupid, get over here!
Yeah, they lose the game.
Right.
He's like,
you idiot!
Taking a selfie.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't like the guy they put in to take the last snap is a guy who started a lot of games in the NFL, so you would hope he could take one snap from under center.
You'd hope that, yes.
Right. And then you were not at the Yale game on Saturday.
No, I was not. I was good. I should have given you a good line. Haskins was busy trying to cancel the Redskins' debt. That was pretty funny, though.
Gotcha. Cancel the debt.
Cancel the debt.
I mean, you got to give these kids credit. I mean, they took a stage and a forum, and they knew that if they did this, they were going to get an audience, and they did, national news, and pretty ingenious when you think about it. And if you've been to the Yale Bowl, which I'm sure you have, they have the portals, and then you kind of walk right down onto the field. So anybody could really walk onto the field at any time. There's, you know, a lot of cops there, obviously, but there's not 1,000 cops.
Right.
So I'm sure they grabbed the first couple of kids, and then all of a sudden it was like a video game where there's more just came in and came in.
Yep.
Yeah,
and
it did look like a zombie herd.
Like a flood, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was crazy that game could have, you know, if it went into another overtime or two, we would have been playing with the candlelight, and it would have really, you know, been a remembrance of the Pilgrims.
I was surprised that Yale Bowl doesn't have any lights. Isn't that weird?
You would think they don't have lights. They never did, but they've had a couple of night games over the last number of years where they bring in these monstrous lights at a cost of like $50,000 to $80,000 and have had a couple of night games. But, you know, it's just they stay etched in tradition as the Ivy League does, and that's why they play these games. And they move them up to 12 o'clock at the, you know, when the time changes.
Right. All right, Joe, thanks for coming on, brother. Appreciate it.
Thank you. See ya.
Tony, I feel for. He's trying to do the right thing and got in trouble.
Hey, what's your name?
Tony.
What you here for today?
Violation of probation.
What happened?
I violated probation.
Why are you laughing?
Violation of probation.
My inner city comes out. What happened?
I like it. Violation of probation.
You tilt your cap.
My persona changes.
Yes.
Right. You got to be all street.
I adapt wherever I am.
Well, you are street Pete.
From the streets, Pete.
Really? What happened?
Yeah.
Right.
Fearfully, what happened?
Right.
Wait, is that supposed to be?
The 203.
What happened?
Is that supposed to be Mr. Howell?
I guess.
Really?
Let's hear you do an interview. Let's just say AJ's walking into court.
Okay.
And now you do your – AJ's outside court in Westport.
Okay.
Okay.
Excuse me, AJ.
Yeah.
What are you here for today?
I'm here for a violation, sir.
Did you violate your taxes?
Yeah, no, actually, that was violated.
Were you grabbing your ankles? Or no?
No, not quite like that.
This is exactly how it would go.
There were domestic gardeners in my house.
Street Pete could sound classy for about 3 seconds.
I caught a man driving a Toyota on my property. What's wrong with you people? It's BMW only. Jaguar.
It's funny. Every time I go to Westport, I don't hear anyone talk like this.
Yeah. Listen carefully.
Okay. You got to be at the deli.
Exactly right. I'm a ham sandwich, please. And I want coleslaw, goddammit.
All right, let's get back to Tony.
Okay.
I violated probation by not making my appointments because of work. I was working out of state, working a lot of hours. She wanted me there at a certain time, and I couldn't be. So she said, be here on this day, no exceptions. And I told her, you know, violate me, go from there. And that was it.
Violate me.
You actually asked for that.
Have your way with me.
That works.
Violate me.
That works. Do-do-do. That's why I was on alert. Do-do.
He asked me to violate him.
Do-do.
Do-do.
Okay, if I must.
Go easy.
Have you been on probation, Pete?
Yeah. Okay. For a year.
For what? Was it
fighting,
something violent?
Okay, fighting. Fighting with yourself, your emotions, what?
And you forget you're on probation, because I like to run my mouth regardless. So you forget you're on probation, and as soon as you get into a fight, and you're like,
oh, yeah, I got to dial it down now.
Oh, that whole probation thing, damn it.
Right.
Yeah. Son of a, really?
But it sounds like she was saying, you got to be here at this time on this day, and he said, I'm working.
They right. allow that, though. If you're working, they'll work with you. That
oh, really?
Right there.
Yeah, he's yeah. working, not breaking work. Into things, yes.
Listen, they want
so you
to
don't
have
believe
a job.
Him?
No.
Doo-doo!
You think Tony's... Doo-doo! Is that a lie detector?
It is now.
Steve Wilkos knows.
Right.
You know, violate me, go from there, and that was it. Here I am, a year later.
So what do you think is going to happen today? What'd you get probation for?
It was over some contract work that I did.
Yeah.
Had a,
hit?
A little beef
what,
with
Pete?
You'll probably get mad at what his answer is, why he got arrested. Like, he screwed people over.
Get mad, really?
Like, he took their money, was supposed to do a service for them.
Oh.
And then...
Oh, he took the down payment and never came back?
Doo-doo!
Doo-doo!
Yeah, that's the other way.
Yeah, that's doo-doo.
Doo-doo.
Doo-doo. Doo-doo.
Yeah.
Do.
Right.
Do.
It was over some contract work that I did.
Yeah.
Had a little beef with two business owners, and I got charged.
Did you beat him up?
No, misdemeanors, but it's just probation.
But he
probation
didn't say game. He took deposits and then didn't go back.
Afterwards.
No.
No.
Do.
Do.
Emoji doo-doo.
He's in doo-doo. Yes. Be doo-doo.
All right. He sounds like a good guy.
Yeah.
Otherwise.
Why do you say
yeah?
Yeah.
They're all great guys. They give me interviews, so I
That's
appreciate
right.
them all.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I've been there. I get it. You mess up when you're in the wrong element. Society gives us a chance to come back into
good gracious.
Wait,
yeah.
Let him finish. Society? That was going to be the quote of the day.
Doo-doo!
Go ahead, Pete.
So you do your time, you do your thing, and society gives you a chance to come back and be a normal citizen. But companies won't hire you.
I don't think he was
going to
say that.
No.
Are you normal?
No.
All right.
That's why you had Twix.
All right, what else?
Probation gave me a hard time because I work a lot. You know what I mean? I pay my taxes, and... she wanted me to.
Why are you laughing at this man? He pays his taxes.
So that gives you a right to burn people?
Well, he didn't.
You paid your taxes.
He didn't include
money.
That in the interview.
But he paid them.
I'm going with what he's saying.
Yeah.
He was trying to do the right thing.
You paid your taxes with the money you stole, though. Is
yeah,
that
but he paid
right?
him.
Shouldn't Street Pete be on his side?
Yes, I would think.
I am. I would have definitely been on the side when I was using, because then I would, that would have been a guy, you got money.
Well, this guy isn't drugs, right?
No,
this
but I would have liked to have been his friend when I was using.
To get money from him.
Yeah, if you get money like that.
Suck some money off of him.
Exactly. Siphon.
All right,
You know what I mean? I pay my taxes, and... she wanted me there at a certain time. I couldn't be there, so I told her, violate me, hung up on her. That's it.
What was the misdemeanor for, though? Not showing up? Or?
Not
for
showing
the job?
Up. Oh,
for
yeah.
the job?
Oh, yeah.
That's a misdemeanor?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I got it for being actually, doing work, being paid for work not performed.
Hello?
That's what it was.
Did you learn anything from that? It should be a felony.
You would think.
Oh, right? It did come out in the interview.
Yeah.
Being paid for work not performed.
Yeah. It should be a felony.
What?
A felony. You're stealing money. That poor lady that got in trouble walking the kid to school is getting, might get life, and this guy's walking away.
Wow, Justice Pete now.
Look at this.
I'm on the other side.
Street
now.
Justice Pete.
Well, he's like one of those, pain in the ass non-smokers.
Yes.
I used to smoke, but now I'm not a smoker.
No, now just chastise you for smoking.
All right, go ahead.
That's what it was.
Oh. Did you learn anything from that?
No.
No.
I mean, it's
bullshit.
That's all it is.
See? Is he being honest? No.
At least he's honest. Yes. I didn't learn a damn thing.
Exactly. So. See?
We broke some records Friday at Market 32 in Oxford.
Woo!
The 99 1PLR Sam Tillery food drive at Market 32 smashed previous records for a collection of frozen turkeys. It was somewhere like 2-something, 240, 250.
Somewhere around there.
At the end of the day, Friday at 7 p.m., we had collected 410 frozen turkeys, plus tons of cash for the Connecticut Food Bank. I want to thank Oxford Center Fire Department. They dropped off 36 turkeys.
Yep.
Beacon Falls Fire Department came by, dropped off a ton of turkeys, and then brought one turkey across the parking lot to urgent care.
Exactly. Hmm. One frozen one.
One special one.
Kevin from McDermott Chevrolet and Lexus brought by turkeys, Zoe's Pizza, Roses, all brought by cash and donations.
Yep.
And Joe Ceccarelli from Oxford Lumber came up big. And also gave me cash to give to the toy drive.
See? What a good guy.
And then Tom Haynes stopped by, and he brought by a really very generous gift of $1,000. And wow. He's on the phone now. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Chaz. How are you?
Good. I don't know if we could talk about this on the air, but I just want to say I'm sorry to hear about your dad.
Well, geez, Chaz, thanks very much. My dad... 90 years old, passed away this past Saturday, and I know I'm here to talk about turkeys, but the message I'm really going to take time to is that given this time of the season, you know, my dad is 90 years old and led a great life. He died peacefully with my mom holding his hand. But if we all sit around the Thanksgiving dinner table and are fortunate enough to have a turkey, and you're sitting and you're looking across the table and there's that crotchety old man that you call your dad, take the time to just really appreciate it, because that's really our legacy. And certainly I miss my dad. He was a great human being.
They've done so much for the community, and you and your brother have taken that legacy to a whole new level.
You know, there's sort of a saying I try to live by that, we as all kids leave home full of questions and all of us return home for the answers. And it really starts with our mom and dad. And they're the solution for the world.
Wow, that's beautiful. And yeah. So you come by and yep. You come by during the tornado.
Yes,
Friday. Like, it was, you always want to put your best foot forward when someone like Tom comes by.
Of course,
or like
yes.
Any member of the tribe.
Right.
Right. And we looked professional all day until about 1:40 and 2 o'clock.
Somewhere around there.
We get blown, like nuts, and AJ's got blood coming out of his head.
Yep.
This is when Tom comes by.
Yeah. Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Yeah.
You know, so funny. You know, I've gotten to just know you guys over the past few years, and incredible stuff you guys do. But, AJ, I really hope you're okay. And if you are, now I'm going to say, Jesus, AJ. I mean, come on. If you want to ride an ambulance across a parking lot, just ask.
Well, you know,
I figured that out for you.
I would have shook your hand. I was too busy holding blood back. Too busy holding my head together. Thank you, though.
Well, and listen, I hope we don't get a letter from your attorney. We didn't bring the wind.
Oh, sorry. No, I'm still looking, but thank you. No, I'm kidding.
So, yeah. So, anyways, I know we're here to talk about turkeys and, easy stuff for people like, people like me to be able to come up and drop off, a little bit of money to help. But what the Connecticut Food Bank does and what you guys do to help support that is just, it's incredible. So to see all those people bringing, shopping carts of food and turkeys out of the store into your hands, and to see the fire trucks and the ambulance pull up. You guys really do a great job and spread the message.
I felt a lot of love there.
Yeah,
you had kids that were, toddlers coming out of the store, handing little mac and cheese boxes to us. And you have Oxford High School students and teachers standing outside
in the rain,
helping to collect in the rain. And it was really great. And hats off to the Connecticut Food Bank. We collected the food, but now they do the hard work, and they do it all year round.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
Yep. So,
the look on Tom's face when I said, Tom arrives, and it's a little disheveled because the wind's blowing and stuff. And I said, he goes, where's AJ? I'm like, in an ambulance. He just looked like, typical.
Right. What's new is what he said,
But thank you so much for coming by.
Yeah, thank you.
Absolutely. And thank you to everybody that came out, and your toy drive. I know we're going to support you.
what can we all do to help you now on your toy drive?
That's a great question. I'm going to get back to you on that, but yeah, if you come by, I promise, I can't promise, but I'll try not to let AJ be in an ambulance if you come by.
I'll do my best, though. No guarantees here.
We're going to get you a Hanes hard hat, AJ, for
yes!
when you go out.
Oh, cool. Thank you. I'd love one. Okay. Thank you.
That's perfect.
Well, Chaz, in all the years I've known you, I've never heard you say, I don't have something to say yet. I was like, well, make sure you do because, you know, we like everybody, will get out and support you on the toy drive, too.
Thank you, my brother.
All right. I love you.
Love you, too, man. Thank you.
And everybody, hug your dad. Hug your mom. Have a great Thanksgiving, everybody.
You too, man.
Thank you, Tom.
Appreciate it.
Tom Haynes. Oh, man, I didn't even know. So I text him over the weekend. Can you come on Monday? Because he's such a generous donation. I invited him by. I thought maybe he'd bring a turkey or two. I love seeing the guy.
Yeah.
Works right down the street. Yeah, we'll see Tom.
Yep.
And so he comes by with a big, big donation.
Above and beyond, yep.
Above and beyond.
Always.
You know how many people at Connecticut Food Bank will be able to feed with $1,000? A lot.
Yep.
And then we didn't really get him on the air the way we wanted to because it was just so chaotic.
Yes.
We got him on a little bit. But I was like, oh, come on Monday.
Yeah.
And I texted him over the weekend. I didn't hear back from him. And he just texted me. Like, I didn't get back to you because my dad died.
Oh, man. So
on
sorry.
Saturday. Oh, my God.
Very sorry.
It's a tough time anytime.
Yeah.
But right around the holidays, it's tough.
Yeah.
And those guys were tight. I mean, you go into Tom's office and you see pictures of him and his dad. And it's a big part of the whole deal there.
Yeah.
So. All right. That was really nice.
Very.
And it was, you know, of course, Tom comes by when your head's bleeding.
Right. Need a hard hat.
Well, that'd be good.
Yeah. Why not?
Wear the hard hat.
Exactly.
Yeah. Did you see this doctor who saved someone's life on an airplane by sucking urine from his bladder?
Yes.
Yeah.
Above and beyond again.
That's above and beyond, and I got to tell you, that would not be me.
No.
I would not have done this.
I'd be like, you're going to die.
Yeah. I'd say, you know, I'm a doctor, but man.
You had a good run.
Mm.
Yeah, not my patient.
Can't do it.
Make an appointment.
They did that on House once.
That's TV.
Well, yeah, but still gross.
That's probably ginger ale they were using.
Elderly plane passenger fell ill, and a doctor... They put this plastic tube into his bladder, and when you do that, the liquid should just come right out.
Should.
But it didn't.
Oops. It'll help.
So he, you know, did the siphoning gas thing.
Exactly.
Just put his lip on it.
Right.
Started sucking.
Yeah, again, I'm good.
Ah.
Yep. Okay, you're going to die.
Yeah, the guy would have died if he didn't do this.
Last rites, anyone?
Yeah, I hate to say, if I was a doctor on that flight, things wouldn't have gone well for him.
Be just me, our Father in heaven.
can't we, like, roll him over first and just see if it starts leaking out?
Can't you, like, step on his stomach a couple times?
Right.
Yeah. Try anything, man.
So the amount of liquid that came out, I think it's like 700 milliliters. It's like a bottle of wine.
Oh.
That's how much came out.
Damn. Damn. Oh.
Wow. Good for you, Doc.
Like fall wine, too, that golden apple crisp one.
Ew.
Toy Drive is happening a week from Friday at Jordan's Furniture in New Haven. And where do those toys go?
Where?
And one of the places is the McGivney Community Center on the east side of Bridgeport. Joe DiSabella is the program director. Who gets these toys, Joe?
Hey, guys, how you doing? Good morning. We get kids in our after-school program. We service about 80 to 100 kids daily after school, and they'll be the recipients of these toys coming on Thursday, December 19th, is our toy store.
Okay, so you do a toy store, and these are this would be for the kids in that area that without these toys would have nothing to open.
That's correct.
Yeah. I mean,
this toy drawer helps a lot. Our kids earn some points, and they use them as, like, buying power, and they're able to buy some gifts for themselves.
Oh, tell me about the points. How do they get points?
So they earn them by participating in the programs we have here, cooperating with our staff, respecting the staff as well, and working quietly. They also bring in their report cards and all their good grades. They get points. So they'll be earning points right up until December 13th, so about 4 weeks of earning points. So we want to teach them about the about giving and earning and stuff like that. So they're also, besides getting gifts for themselves, they'll be able to give a few gifts for their siblings and their parents and grandparents and stuff. So
that's amazing.
That's very cool.
I love the point system because you're teaching them, you're giving them an incentive to do the right thing, and it teaches them to do the right thing.
Exactly.
Yep, exactly, yep.
Be good citizens.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
And not only just get stuff for themselves, but to, for others that they care about.
Right, do some shopping, yeah.
How do they? How does a kid get into the McGivney Center?
Well, we are on the east side. Parents register for them. We collaborate with a lot of schools in the area as well. Homework assistance is a big part of our program, so we're making sure that the kids are getting that academic support that they need. And then we also offer a lot of recreational enrichment opportunities like cooking program and arts and crafts.
But I'm guessing, like, you know, if you're really rich, your kid doesn't get into the McGivney Center.
Yes, we are serving a lot of single family households. A lot of our members are, living below the poverty level. So, our program is here to give them an opportunity, a safe, supervised environment. Gets them off the streets and, like you said, making productive adults, hopefully.
That's a safe, supervised environment.
Yep.
Real important. So, well, thank you for everything you guys do there.
No, we thank you guys for the toy drive. We're really looking forward to it. It's going to be a fun day.
How many kids do you think will be part of this, your annual Christmas store?
We'll probably be anywhere between 80 to 100 kids. We have about 100 kids in our after-school program. So hopefully they will all be here. They're all, really looking forward to it. It's a highly anticipated event. And, we're hoping 100 kids will come through and shop. We also have personal shoppers on hand that will help the kids pick out gifts, calculate the points. And then, we have gift wrappers, too. So after that, everything gets wrapped, thrown in a bag, and everything will be set under the Christmas tree, hopefully, on Christmas morning.
This is tremendous.
Wow.
Yeah, if you guys are available, you want to come down and help gift wrap or be personal shoppers, we're looking for volunteers.
That's all right. So if someone's listening, because we've had a lot of people ask if they could help us on the day of the toy drive, mm-hmm. and we are in good shape right now for volunteers, but if someone wants to help on your Christmas store, how do they get in touch with you?
They can call me at the center, or they can email me.
I'll link up. Or when I say I mean Ashley will link up.
Absolutely.
At WPLR.com. This is tremendous. When you think about 100 kids, AJ.
Yep.
And then their siblings and their family members, that spider webs, that ripples out to a huge, huge part of the community.
It does, yep.
They'll have a nice holiday.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
That's great.
Thanks to this toy drive. So, Joe, thanks to you and your staff for what you do. Thanks to the McGivney Center.
Yep.
And look forward to seeing you on December 6th.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Happy Thanksgiving, guys.
Hey,
I
you
really
too,
appreciate
brother.
Everything you guys do.
Thank you, man.
All right.
All right. Joe DiSabella, Program Director of the McGivney Center in Bridgeport. Wow.
Man.
That is so cool. I love the kids have to work for points.
That's good. Mm-hmm. Valuable lesson there.
Well, yeah, it's not just here. I know things are tough, which is still fine.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you a toy because you're not going to have anything if I don't.
Yes.
That's fine. But this is, hey.
Life lessons.
Be nice. Yeah. Be quiet.
Exactly.
Do your work.
Right.
Oh, I love that. I love every part of it.
I love that they wrap them, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All the volunteers there.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, it gets all the kids. What a great experience for those kids.
Absolutely.
All right, so we're going to link up to McGivney.org at WPLR.com. If you want to volunteer, you could do that. And then, of course, the toy drive's coming. And if you can't make the toy drive, you can donate at WPLR.com online.
Yep.
Hold on, I'm getting a text here. Can you give me that guy's information? This is Jeff from Brewport. I'll donate $500 in gift cards, $20 increments. That's nice, Jeff.
Wow.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
Jeff, please make sure that total gets into our total for the toy drive, please, so we can include that.
Yep.
I'll get that to you, Jeff from Brewport.
Jeff!
Boy, that's nice. It's like having a little Santa Claus going around. It's like Santa Swipe. Look who's here. It's Santa Swipe. Hi, Santa Swipe.
Hi, how are you?
It's intern Swipe, AJ.
Oh, okay. Double checking.
Yeah, Santa Swipe.
I'm like, what, does Wetton hit twice?
All right.
How is everybody?
Oh, we're doing good.
You sound baked, Santa.
I'm not.
Oh, Santa, what are you bringing me this year?
Well, what would you like for Christmas this year?
I don't know. Some Patron?
Some Patron.
I think he drank it already.
You got it.
All right. Thank you, Santa Swipe.
No problem. What do you want, Phil?
I kind of want you to stop talking to me.
Okay. All right. What do you want, actually?
What's her name?
Actually?
Actually.
What's actually?
Actually?
What do you want, actually?
Furniture.
Oh, furniture.
What? I furniture.
I furniture? Is that from the iStore?
Right. No, I would like furniture. That's the whole sentence.
Okay, sure. Mm. And finally, AJ.
Want to step out of the vehicle, sir, and look at this pen?
Have you been a good boy this year, AJ?
No, not at all.
Oh, that's too bad. Because I just put you on my naughty list.
That's okay. I prefer to be there. Thank you.
Do you want to be on the nice list?
Yeah.
No?
Yeah.
Well, what else do you want for Christmas this year?
Well, we got this intern Swipe needs to end his internship.
What do you,
I think he wants Wet Willy.
Short sleeve Santa.
I think he was just going to ask himself what he wants.
Santa Swipe, what do you want?
AJ, would you like to sit on Santa Swipe's lap?
No.
That would be a great idea.
Yeah, you're twin to it, Santa.
I'll take a picture.
I'm good.
I think you should do that.
I'll take a video.
Especially at the toy drive.
Yeah, there aren't enough drinks, man.
So, Santa Swipe, would you like to come to the toy drive?
Absolutely.
All right. Mm. And what are you going to do at the toy drive?
I'm going to have AJ sit on my lap.
Guess again, Santa.
That's a fun radio bit.
Yeah, really. Yeah, because everybody can see it on the radio.
Sounds stupendous.
Right.
Sounds spectacular.
Waiting for Chris Hansen, Dateline NBC to walk in.
So, Santa, what are you doing in preparation for Christmas?
Oh, I'm going to have my elves work like heck to get the presents and everything all together.
The presents and everything. Santa's well versed, isn't he?
Like Santa, you basically say, not a damn thing.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
Like entrance wipe.
Delegating.
I'm eating gingerbread cookies and drinking milk. That's what I'm doing.
Let my little elf slaves do it.
Yep.
All right.
I'm going to take care of it.
All right, good. So what's the big demand? What's the hot toy this year, Santa?
Well, the hot toy this year is, ready for this? It is cheeseburger.
What?
Seriously?
What is wrong with you?
I'm so confused.
Yep.
I'm just kidding.
Out of the sleigh, Santa.
Santa, it's Santa Swipe humor.
Yes, out of the sleigh, Santa.
Okay.
This year's famous Christmas present is a Bop It toy.
I love Bop It.
Oh, really? Do you want that for Christmas?
No, I have two of them, thank you.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll give you an extra one.
Santa, Swipe, don't you want to ask Ashley how old she is?
How old are you, Ashley?
I am 30.
Oh, wow.
Well, I've got the basic and then the extreme version, because you add Flick It and Twist It, I think.
Santa, what's the age range for this toy?
Oh, I think it's 8. And under.
And up. I'm up.
Not up that high.
Merry Christmas.
That's Santa Swipe saying,
I'm
done.
The bit. Yep. I'm out of material.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.